Hi, I'm Luke Peltz, and I'm Vice President of the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development. We're here for another episode of the Business Link in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. Today, I'm joined by David Cameron, who's Administration Director of Industry and Workforce Partnerships at Southeast Community College. Welcome, David.
Oh, thanks for having me, Luke.
David, how about you give a little background on how you came into this role at Southeast Community College and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, currently serving as the Administrative Director of Industry and Workforce Partnerships at SEC. I've been in my role for about 5 months now, but been with the college for about almost 9 years, actually. Started teaching at the college in the spring of 2017, and really worked through a variety of different positions, served as a student advisor. And then before my current job, I actually worked in the continuing education department, mainly in the workforce area, which is where you and I actually got to work together. There. And now I am serving as, like I said, the Administrative Director of Industry and Workforce Partnerships.
Awesome. Higher education institutions play a unique role in connecting education and the workforce. How is SEC intentionally designing programs that serve both employers and the broader community?
Great question. And so we want to make sure that all of our programs have this kind of workforce driven and backed philosophy, I guess, making sure that all of our students are really put in the best positions to be able to succeed. So a lot of our philosophy is really getting feedback from industry, making sure that we're listening to what they're saying. And helping prepare our students basically to be most successful to enter the workforce.
Awesome. And as part of that, can you explain the purpose of Southeast Community College's Workforce Leadership Team Advisory Group?
Absolutely. So Workforce Leadership Teams, or WLTs, are industry-led advisory groups that are made up of SEC faculty and staff, and also company or professionals from companies that are aligned to specific programs of study. So we have a WLT in welding, a WLT in plumbing, automotive, and so on and so forth. So these teams typically meet about twice a year, and we really want industry to lead those conversations. So letting the college know about things like equipment and technology updates, industry outlook, things like different kinds of trends within the industry, hiring practices, skills gaps, all these different kinds of things that help keep our curriculum informed, but also help keep our instructors informed, which ultimately, you know, we pass that down to our students, mm-hmm. and it helps them, puts them in the best position to be able to successfully enter the workforce.
How often or how nimble are you, or how often are you changing that curriculum to meet these ever-changing needs? I mean, when we think about manufacturing in general, I mean, automation is one of the most robust things that are out there in the manufacturing industry. So how often are you updating curriculum and stuff like that?
It's a really good question. So in the world of higher education, things can sometimes move kind of slowly. So when we're making huge changes to the curriculum, it can take a while, you know, to implement some of those things. But with that said, I would say we're always making at least tweaks here and there to, mm-hmm. you know, what we're teaching. And so, and that's the whole point of these meetings, right, is to make sure that we are listening to the feedback that comes in from industry and taking that and implementing that within our programs. I would say, too, ultimately, with a lot of these programs as well, you know, we're seeing a lot of innovation, a lot of advancement, but a lot of the basic fundamentals, you know, stay the same. And mm-hmm. so our faculty do a great job because, you know, they're not with the students for that long. Just helping them build that foundation, that knowledge, those skills to be able to enter industry and really be able to like pick things up specifically. Because as you know, like in manufacturing, I mean, manufacturing means like 10 different things, right, in terms of jobs. Yeah. And so, and a lot of different companies have different focuses when it comes to manufacturing. So, so kind of answering your question, we're able to take the feedback we get from industry, provide that to our students so they stay informed, but ultimately helping them, you know, build that strong foundation so that when they enter industry, they're ready to learn and retain things pretty quickly.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the leadership team advisory groups that you have mentioned already?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they have so many benefits to everybody that's involved. And so we're always looking for different kinds of industry partners to join these meetings, because the more voices we can have at the table, the more perspectives we can have, the more information that we get, you know, and the more informed that we are. And so always encouraging all different kinds of companies to join. And so I think a lot of the advantages they have or benefits they have to joining these groups, I guess, first of all, is just having a direct hand in our programs, right? And like what we're teaching, what we're passing down to our students. It can also help them connect with the college in a bunch of different ways. So through our job fairs, through our career awareness events, summer camps that we're going to be starting up, you know, all different ways to kind of integrate themselves within the college, which ultimately helps build their skilled, you know, workforce pipeline, which is really, really important. So there's things like that. And then another thing that's nice about these groups that we found is that it helps the networking within that industry. So, you know, this, like a lot of these folks are super busy. They have a lot going on in their own company, but sometimes it's nice to kind of get together with folks in either similar or adjacent industries and just kind of swap stories, trade ideas, things like that. And we find there's kind of that networking and camaraderie that goes along there as well. Another big selling point for WLTs, we're really trying to do a good job of letting the students and their families really know about these as well, just to let them know we're always working to keep our programs relevant and up to date. So mm-hmm. they know that whenever they're sending a family member, a partner, anything like that to our college, they're entering a program that is going to prepare them to enter industry. So it's, you know, education that is meaningful, leads to something, and helps drive success.
That's and back to what you've mentioned a couple times is the fact that this is industry led.
Yeah.
The input and the feedback is so important in helping craft the future workforce that we have. What would be the best place? So this on this podcast, obviously we're serving the business community. We're part of the Chamber of Commerce. So we had a lot of members in the organization. What is the best way for them to get engaged into this program?
It's a great question. So reaching out to me kind of first and foremost, that's probably the easiest way or one of the easiest ways to kind of get in. And I can, you know, provide my contact info. We can, you know, provide as part of this discussion. But another great way, you know, luckily we have a community that's small enough where everyone kind of knows everyone. So our faculty do a great job of staying connected to industry as well. So a lot of these industry folks might know some faculty or some of our program chairs and kind of be able to reach out to them as well. So again, start out by reaching out to me. I'm happy to kind of connect folks. And we've actually, we've had a lot of manufacturing companies reach out with interest in joining some of our workforce leadership teams. And we found that they can actually be a part of several different programs. So we have our precision machining program. We have our manufacturing engineering program, electromechanical as well, welding. I mean, again, like to the beginning of our conversation, manufacturing can mean so many different things. And so we'll find a lot that there can be some overlap, you know, between mm-hmm. a lot of these different types of programs. And so sometimes someone from a company will just come to one of the meetings and they might find that, you know, I think John or Jane, you know, from another department might be well suited to come to the welding meeting or something like that. So a lot of ways to get involved. I'd say reaching out to me directly first is probably the best way, and I can kind of help guide things from there.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll put your contact information at the bottom of the podcast on the lcoc.com website where this will be presented.
Yeah.
Once again, for business leaders, community organizations, or individuals watching today, what is the best first step to get involved with SEC and take advantage of these initiatives that you have? I mean, is it just reaching out to you? Is it as plain as that, or is there anything else?
That's a great question. So yeah, of course, starting to reach out to me, I like to think that as part of my position especially is I can help be that maybe gateway into SEC as well. Another great way is, you know, being part of, like, we have a great career services department at Southeast Community College as well. So we help a lot with, like, setting up job fairs, things like classroom visits is a big one, coming to speak to our students. Companies will often host on-site tours where they'll bring students on their facility to kind of show them what they do. So there's a lot of different ways to get involved with what we do in the college. Reaching out to me would be a great first way. Again, our career services department as well is another great way to kind of get integrated within the fabric of our school too. And another thing, Luke, that we really are trying to make a big effort in is getting these folks, like, on campus, you know, both, you know, Lincoln, also Milford as well, and even our Beatrice, even though I know Beatrice is a little further out, because we've had a lot of facility updates, new buildings coming up, a lot of technology, huge student enrollment as well. You know, we've really been, I think last term was one of our highest numbers of enrollment for almost a decade. So we want to bring people on campus. We want them to see our great facilities, and we want them to interact with our students as well. So I think those are different kinds of ways they can get involved.
Yeah. No, that's great. And once again, you'd mentioned industry led, you know, these tours of businesses. What better way for a student to see the future of working at said company? We do business tours within our nonprofit organizations, and I just think it's a great way for a student to be able to see the future of being able to work in one of our great companies here in Lincoln.
Such a great point, because I think, you know, we do a great job of, and education in general, talking about the different things going on and trying to provide detailed, you know, descriptions of the experiences. But I'm big in also just visiting a job site, you know, and speaking to the people that are actually in the job. And a student might find that in the classroom, they might have liked a certain kind of career path, but once they actually got exposed to it, a real hands-on kind of real life situation, they might not like it, or they might really like it, right? So I think, you know, we can really benefit by providing those experiences to our students. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately, you know, as a college, our mission is so, like, student focused in terms of just providing them with the best kinds of opportunities and helping them pick pathways that work best for them, right? I think that's a big thing. And especially when it comes to, like, skilled trades, you know, that's the department I work in, the Advanced in Technology and Skilled Trades Division. So I always get on my soapbox about how even in this age of AI and automation, skilled trades aren't going anywhere. In fact, we might need more of these folks working in these professions. I mean, the Lincoln Manufacturing Council is largely built on that, on the huge need of these skilled workers that we need. So ultimately, I think getting these students more exposure, especially, like, in real hands-on kind of real life experiences and work sites, is huge.
Yeah. Well, David, I first off want to just say thank you for joining us today. I know we just barely touched on all the things that Southeast Community College does for future workers in our community. I'd like to extend an invite to bring you back here in a couple months, and we can talk about some other programs that Southeast Community College offers as well. Is that okay with you?
I'd love that, and I appreciate the opportunity, Luke. And again, I think I love how, you know, you asked what are ways for businesses to get involved in the college, and I would say the workforce leadership teams is a great way to get started. They only meet twice a year, you know, not a huge time commitment, and we try to be respectful because we know there's a lot of stuff going on, and folks have a lot of things they got to do in their companies and stuff like that. But we make these meetings worthwhile. We make them valuable for industry. And a lot of times, like I said, it's a gateway into all the other ways they can get involved as well. So I appreciate the time. I'd love to stop by again and talk about some more of the stuff that we do. If anyone's interested in being part of a workforce leadership team, just reach out to me and I'd be happy to take it from there.
Once again, we'll put David's contact information at the bottom of this screen. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. Appreciate it.